Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, a weekly exploration of the culture, lore, and history of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. Tenor saxophone giant Coleman Hawkins is often considered among the first and greatest innovators of jazz saxophone. His development of a rich resonant tone, his unexcelled breathless ballads, and Hawkins' exploration of a radical harmonic approach to jazz improvisation are all essential to the art of saxophone as we know it today. Coleman Hawkins' seminal innovations for jazz sax in the 20s became the foundation and inspiration for generations of saxists, for the swing era in the 30s and small band jazz in the 40s. Hawkins is as important to the saxophone as James P. Johnson to piano, or Bessie Smith and Billie Holiday to jazz singing, or as significant as Louis Armstrong is to the trumpet. Well, many of his sax-playing colleagues, like Lester Young, Benny Carter, and Ben Webster, frequently receive credit for helping launch bop and modern jazz. I think Coleman Hawkins can equally well be credited for his harmonic approach to deconstructing melody, for his radical reinterpretation of improvisation around chord structures, and for Hawkins continually pushing the envelope, embracing bop and modern jazz during their process of development and emergence. Coleman Hawkins' contribution to the art of saxophone is monumental, so I've narrowed the focus of this program to the later swing era and the transition to bop. Hawkins, as I say, just as much as Lester Young and the other tenor sax giants of the swing era, participated in and influenced the emergence of modern jazz. Thank you. That was Allen's Alley, Coleman Hawkins' 52nd Street All-Stars from 1946. And we started with his All-Stars of 1947, a tune called Half Step Down, Please, which included progressives like trumpeter Fats Navarro and J.J. Johnson on trombone. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. Thanks for being with me to consider the contributions of Coleman Hawkins to jazz saxophone. I think to really understand what Coleman Hawkins was about, we need to turn first to his most innovative performance, Body and Soul. This brought him popular success with a mass audience. Coleman Hawkins recast this pop tune entirely. The melody rapidly dissolves into Hawkins' abstraction of the song's structure. He meanders through his own exploration of its chords. And Hawkins, like the greatest of the jazz improvisers, completely rewrites the song as a personal statement of his own sense of time, his own emotions, and harmonic space. Coleman Hawkins' 1939 recording of Body and Soul broadened the harmonic vocabulary and radically changed the way jazz saxophone and jazz itself would be played. Coleman Hawkins' 1939 Body and Soul that was a massive popular hit and forever changed jazz improvisation. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm. Still ahead in this hour, Coleman Hawkins in Europe and throughout the 40s and 50s extending the language of jazz and jazz saxophone. We'll also hear his tribute to Pablo Picasso and a luscious session with Ben Webster from 1957. Coleman Hawkins himself was, by all accounts, a dapper and debonair man, an intellect, a lover, an Epicurean, excellent baseball player, generally a loner, but also a practical joker, and a bit of a wanderer. Because he distrusted banks, it was not uncommon for Hawkins to carry around thousands of dollars, even an entire season's salary of $9,000 in his pocket. It's little appreciated that Hawkins was a trumpet player and a good pianist, though never in public. He was also one of those monumental eaters, as described by Rex Stewart, who profiled Coleman in his book, Jazz Masters of the 30s. A typical meal might be ham and eggs with pancakes, and a large porterhouse steak with hash browns or French fries, and a dessert of pie and ice cream. His nickname, Bean, was derived either from his intelligence and independence or from his moniker in the Fletcher Henderson band that was, quote, best and only, which was then shortened to B and O, which became Beano and finally Bean. So in this next set, we'll hear Fine Dinner, following his original tune of Bouncing with Bean, recorded in 1940, with Benny Carter on trumpet, clarinetist Danny Polo, and J.C. Higginbotham trombone, and it does indeed bounce and again demonstrates Hawk's dazzling fluency and undisputed mastery of tenor saxophone. Thank you. Fine Dinner. And Coleman Hawkins did like his fine dinners. And his all-star octet of 1940 with Benny Carter on trumpet, Bouncing with Bean. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm. Thanks for being with me for this appreciation of Coleman Hawkins. Well, backtracking just slightly, Coleman Hawkins spent 5 important years in Europe between 1934 and 39. There, he recorded prolifically. He made historic recordings with the cream of European jazz players like the Dutch band The Ramblers, and with American jazzmen then in Europe like Benny Carter and pianist Freddie Johnson. Hawkins worked all over Europe, Britain, France, Holland, Switzerland, and Scandinavia. Some of Hawkins' most brilliant European discs are an unusual combination of a rhythm section and 4 saxophones. The session includes 2 French saxophonists, André Echion and Alex Combella. The music was hastily arranged on the spot by Benny Carter, who played both alto sax and trumpet on the session, and has a great rhythm section with the excellent bassist Eugene D'Alms, Django Reinhardt guitar, Tommy Benford drums, and Stefan Grappelli not playing violin but playing piano. Released as Coleman Hawkins and his all-star jam band were a terrific Honeysuckle Rose and Crazy Rhythm, with André Echion sounding just as hot as Hawkins. And Hawkins really outdid himself on these sessions. Finally in the set, we'll hear Carter on trumpet and Alex Combell switching to clarinet, and Coleman Hawkins urging the cats on to a glorious crescendo of polyphonic ensemble improvisation for Sweet Georgia Brown. Great Small Band Swing by Coleman Hawkins from Paris in 1937. Thank you. Wow, four saxes and rhythm section, Alex Combell, Andre Akyan, Benny Carter, alto saxophone and trumpet, also arranger, all led by Coleman Hawkins in Paris in 1937, Honeysuckle Rose, Crazy Rhythm, and Sweet Georgia Brown. Just terrific swing. Still ahead, Coleman Hawkins, further extension of the language of jazz and jazz saxophone through the 40s and 50s, and a luscious session with Ben Webster from 1957. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm and the music of tenor sax jazz giant Coleman Hawkins. One of Coleman Hawkins' first sessions upon his triumphal return to the U.S. from Europe in 1939 was with the Lionel Hampton Band, Benny Carter again on trumpet for Dinah. And his personal sax style here is fully mature, with a balance of tension and relaxation, a staccato attack, and a rich, full tone. In tune with the award-winning Jazz Rhythm, voted Best National Music Entertainment Series by the National Federation of Community Broadcasters. I'm Dave Radlauer, bringing you the music of jazz tenor saxophone giant Coleman Hawkins. Dinah, Coleman Hawkins, with Lionel Hampton in 1939, Benny Carter. And this is great because I'm not only getting to play you some great Hawkins sides, but share with you the trumpet playing of Benny Carter, who, of course, is another great master of alto, but was not too shabby on trumpet.